And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! This is Punky. This is Punky. Cooper, Cooper.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Ha.
Ha ha ha. Well done. You've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we have another hour or so of complete quality this week.
Obviously. Hey, outstanding quality.
And just when I thought it was going to be a normal week of random stuff, I opened up a bit of post from a band called the Ray Gradys.
Cool.
Thinking it was a Ray Grady album, it wasn't. It was a Grady Core record sampler. So this week,
blimey,
it's another label special.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Except...
okay.
That in recent weeks we've done a few label specials that have maybe been a bit all over the place, like
right,
not entirely punk or whatever.
Yeah,
no problems this
excellent
week, mate, at all. This is like pure punky we've got this week. It's
nice.
Pure. It's like it's kryptonite to other radio shows. Let me tell you. I say radio shows. We got a bit of a grief, like, a bit of a grief. We got a bit of grief last week, didn't we, for
did
saying
we?
It was Punky Radio. It's not a radio show, it's a podcast. It's a radio show.
It's a radio format, though, isn't it?
It's radio format, sort of.
Sort of, kind
you know,
of.
You know, 2 minute song, 8 minute links. That's like normal commercial radio,
that's
surely.
That's how we used to do it.
Hey. I don't know what they're talking about. So this is The Needles, of course. And you can find The Needles and all the bands that provide the beds on our shows on our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. More of that later on. I've got quite a bit to talk about this week. I'm going to save it for the second half of the show.
Okay,
right,
cool.
Now, I think you should crack on with the first track. Make sure that you do check out Grady Core Records. I'm not going to give you the website right now, Tony, because it could be one of the little questions in my quiz this week.
In your quiz?
In my quiz to you, yeah.
Oh, the Paulie B quiz.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know how
it's
it goes.
Better than the local pub quiz.
It is. Although, saying that, the geezer that does the local pub quiz, bit of a legend. And
really?
He's been a guest on the show.
Oh, Norm. Yes, true.
Norm.
Oh, yeah. Not local to us.
He called us a pair of piss mops.
Yeah.
How bizarre. Right, first track then. This is from the Grady Core Records sampler. Punk, hardcore and ska, and yes it is. And we're going to kick off with track one, which is by the Ray Gradys. Well done, Early. Thank you very much for sending us this. The track is called Conformity, open bracket, is what they want, close brackets.
Oh,
Conformity.
Brackets again.
That's what I want. That's what I want. Oh, yeah, conformity. That's what I want.
What,
you went on Greece, then. What is the Ray Grady's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheRayGradys.
Yes, correct. Tony one, Paulie B, the internet nil. Conformity. That's what I want. Oh, yeah.
Live it.
I don't think there's anything particularly conformist about that particular track.
Conformist?
Sir. Yes. Yes, that's right. Conformist. Do you hear me?
I heard you.
From ska punk to ska. Ray Grady to the Planet Smashers. Check out my bad self. MySpace latest comments, Tone.
Okay.
MySpace latest comments. If you're MySpace on MySpace and you'd like
great.
To... Oh, you're liking it,
no!
Are you?
No!
Oh, you've been working on your comedy again. As MySpace.com/PunkyRadio. Feel free to leave us a comment. All the bands that we play, we try and get on our MySpace page. So I would say, even though you don't like it, Tony, it is the principal way to get in touch with us is via MySpace. Anyway, here goes, latest comments. I think we might have got six, I'm not sure. It should be the top five. Poo shirt! Well, just when I thought I've heard it all. Once again, Punky Radio demonstrates why they are the best and most unique show known to man.
Yes, we
I've heard so many versions and pronunciations of my name, and Poo Shirt is definitely a fist. I think he means a first.
A fist. That's a different story.
Yeah, but you'd get a Poo Shirt. Anyway,
no.
Thanks for the CD, Punky, and Full Steam Records, because this chat... Oh, I'll explain. Paul, I know it's quite an expense, but think what a difference it will make in the greater scheme of things. Hell, we might even forgive you for the whole slavery thing. He. Best regards, wearing a poo shirt. Self-confessed Tony wannabe. That's from Werner Puchert. Werner Puchert.
Self-confessed Tony wannabe.
He's a self-confessed Tony wannabe. And he's wearing a poo shirt.
Nice.
Wearing a poo shirt.
I like to see a little group of them.
Of course, one of the Sweatmaster albums.
Oh, wicked.
And that proves to some of you that we do actually... have the competition prizes and send them out.
That got them already?
That got to South Africa, yeah.
Blimey, that was
well
quick.
Done. Yeah, well done, because you only posted the other day, didn't
Friday.
You? I'll take my change anytime you like, by the way, Tony.
£2.
£2 change?
Well.
And the rest. I gave you £10 for two things to be sent in England. Oh, no, there was the
two
American
English,
one.
South Africa, and a big thing to Canada. Yeah, which strictly I should go hard on.
Yeah, it's more than strictly. You sent more than I did.
Yeah, you got paid more.
You sent a ticket. Oh, fuck it. Anyway. Quite frankly, you owe me. All right.
So many levels.
All right, you smacktards.
All right.
It's Gazzy here from Birmingham. Thought I'd leave a comment to say that Liverpool doesn't have a monopoly on ridiculous accents. Well done on a Boston show. Cheers, Gaz. Pig, where's top off? Hey, Tone, that's from Gez. Would you like a kip of tie? No, we'll have a kip of coffee. Thanks very much, Gaz. You're absolutely right. There's a lot of people with stupid accents in this world, not just the Scousers.
Mm.
Goofer. Quality show this week. Just been on the MySpace of electro punk band We Smoke Fags. And due to some bizarre friend requests, they've had to post a blog to clarify that they are just a bunch of lads who enjoy the odd cigarette, rather than a bunch of right-wing extremists intent on gunning down homosexuals. MySpace.com/TheBelmontFantastics.
Nice.
This funny. Damn, some people are stupid. Later, smacktards, Pucker.
Pucker.
I like Pucker. He's a mission, isn't he, Punker?
Yeah. We haven't heard from Fatboy in a while.
No, we haven't. That's very true. See, he doesn't listen anymore.
I associate a pucker with pucker pies with Fatboy.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
My chain of concentration.
I saw exactly what you did there. You forgot how to speak.
Yeah, hello.
Greetings from Texas. Sorry, greetings from Texas. Thanks for the great music. Two requests. More Finnish rock and roll and less of that horrible German noise. Sorry, Tony.
Hey. Leave it.
If you're talking about Lucifer Star Machine, you can go fuck yourself.
Leave it.
Keep up the best show on the planet. Oh, and thank you for staying away from the pathetic American punk scene. Reason. Technically, we're not this week.
Oops.
The stars of night are shining bright deep in the heart of Texas. Get ready, guys, for a double dose of weird coming your way this August. That's right. The second Ukulele Ninja album, When Stars Meet Steel. We'll be sailing your way across the oceans to get yourselves adequately prepared. Ukulele Ninja.
Nice.
Can't wait for some more of that. Ukulele Ninja.
That was the one that
Barry Chuckle was around at your
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He loves his ninjas.
He does. And he liked Ukulele Ninja as well.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, yeah, I am looking forward to that Ukulele Ninja. Thank you. Cheers, guys. I got the Sweatmaster album, open brackets, arrived yesterday, close brackets.
Fuck you now.
And now has a permanent place on my CD rack between Stiff Little Fingers and System of a Down. Cheers again, Dan. Dan, it's a pleasure.
Hooray for the UK postal system.
Oh no, it's been all right, hasn't it?
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
It's not got a canard and Arden yet, then.
No, but the thing is, it has to sail across, and then it gets on the back of a polar bear, and they have to get past Eskimos, and then there's probably some Frenchman gets in the way or something and says, I do not think you have the correct postage. I would not I would not feed this envelope to my dog.
Oh, God.
Je me souviens. Right, that's MySpace anytime.
Oh, nice one.
Podcast Ali, anybody?
Ali. Yes. If you haven't voted so far this month, please do. You've got another over a week to
please
vote for
vote.
Us. Please vote for
We're
us.
Topping music again. Just. Yeah, just. Oh. But we need you to vote. It doesn't take very long. We keep saying it.
It doesn't cost you anything.
Christ on a bike, you know.
God, how many times do you say it?
It's not like we ask a lot of you.
No.
Really,
go to punkyradio.com, top of the screen, important, please vote for us, hit that, enter your email address, subject in a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments.
And help us out.
Yes. So far, this week's not many comments, just the fourth, just the five.
3 million listeners, 63 votes, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. It's wrong, isn't it? Right, Punky, the cure. You're in a bad mood? Take a dose of Punky, and the world looks bright to punk on. Cheers, John Steed.
Nice.
He's right, of course.
Bloody hell of a ball-busting podcast, boy.
What?
As a deaf Weezer.
Thank you. Oh, and make sure that you listen to Cyberpunk Radio and Mental Escher, both great shows. That is the deaf Weezer coming out. We haven't mentioned him in a while. Part of the Podright Network.
Podright.com.
A very bizarre man.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's the future of radio himself, future podcasting. Definitely recommend you listen to Cyberpunk Radio.
Cool. Carpe diem.
Yes.
Boozy Gish recommended I do this, and since they rock, I trust them. Hee hee. And that's from Kaz.
Thank you, Kaz. And Boozy Gish, all right, of course. Jay yep. Bones, very funny this week, saying thanks very much.
Was that last week?
Yeah, for last week's show. Because Boozy Gish are obviously part of, they are Red Ambulance Records.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like to think we pretty much sorted out the South African punk scene last week.
Pretty much.
Week before that, we did pop music. Week before that, we sorted out Finland.
Yeah.
Uniting fans and bands across the land,
one
country at a time.
Well, we can't do all the ones. Take stages, no limitations. No limitations in this world, you know what I mean?
Thinking globally, acting locally.
Yeah. Truly brilliant.
And other cliches.
Best podcast ever.
You're right, of course.
From Jean-Pierre.
Jean-Pierre?
Jean-Pierre.
That's Jay Bones.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
South Africans can vote. Why can't the rest of you?
Exactly.
Come on, North Korea, help us out. Come on, Madagascar, we want your vote.
And finally. Simply the best.
Yes.
The best music.
Better than all the rest.
The best music, the best comedy.
Yes.
The best podcast.
Yes.
The best hosts.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, one is.
You go. Don't put yourself down.
I know, fair enough.
You guys are simply the best.
I know you are, Tony.
Graham B. Not the Scouser, but a Manchester lad. Expat
Manchester.
Living in Germany with a sexy German Frau.
Graham B from Manchester.
Manchester.
Lives with a fucking crowd. Know what I mean?
Mad for it.
He's mad for it. He's mad for a bit of German.
German.
Mad for a bit of German. Right. You know. Manchester.
That's sick. Wicked, man. Wicked,
it is
sick.
Yeah.
So here's from German here. Mein Gott, die Deutsche sind simply the best. My German girlfriend says.
Oh, for goodness sake, read it again.
Mein Gott, die Deutsche.
My God,
mein
the
God,
Germans
the Deutsch
are
Deutsche
simply
sind.
The best.
Ah.
Mein Gott. Das Deutsch sind simply the best. I think it should be. We're doing simply the best. So,
my God,
English.
The Germans say simply the best.
Ah.
Oh,
the Germans are simply the best.
Just
that's what he's
something.
Saying there. Manchester. Sorted.
Maybe I was wrong about you two. Only joking. Keep it up, guys.
No, you're right. They are a stupid band from Ireland.
They're not.
They've got one redeeming feature, the English drummer.
Keep it up, guys. You make me smile every time I listen to his show from Graham Beach.
Thank you, Graham.
That's not I, Graham.
That's
Mancunian.
That's not I, Graham.
That's the Mancunian sort.
That's the difference between Liverpool and... I was in Manchester last weekend. More of that later on in the show. But I tried to do a Manchester accent to a man who said I sound like a Scouser. You can't win.
Can't win, can you? Can't win.
Fuck the pair of them. Right, next track, Tone. Yes. I think so. Part of our Grady Core special, and I will give you the details of Grady Core Records very soon. This is a band called Bad Reaction.
Bad Reaction?
Yeah. Nice. Now, they have got a MySpace page, Tony, but welcome. I've forgotten to put it down on here. I've only got their website address. What I want to know is, what is Bad Reaction's website?
Badreaction.com.
Yes, come on. It's Tony T, Paulie B, the Internet Neil. Yeah. This is Good Old Days. Out of my own biz, nothing new under the sun. You walk around with a shitty attitude and question me about rock. Rock music from the old days, rocks in your head. You may go for a while now, but your mind's already dead. Tensions are young, you never went home, and your mind's a bit corrupt. Hold up! We must like the vibes, get a snake, you never shut up. Shut up! Big head and small breasts, you're not willing to try. Give us this past by! Time for you to realize, kill that scene. You were there, I know, I saw you in some old magazine. Who are these new kids singing all your old school songs? I'm from Brooklyn, know it all, but you don't know what's going on. You break down and you shit talk, get about how others ain't real. Hold up! Ragged and yellow bones in your role, don't got that much appeal. Shut up! Here I'm seeing the state, babe.
I'm so fucked, rock.
Yeah, you're worse than a cop. Time will tell something about you. If you're left with nothing to do. Time will tell something about you. If you're left with nothing to do. Looking at you, but I'm acting your age. All the screaming, fuck not yet, but you won't be soon. The good old days are over, man, and I'm over you. I'm over you. So fuck off. It's rather rude.
How rude.
Fuck off yourselves. That's good, isn't it? Yeah. Tony, you're going to like all the music in this week's show. I'm telling you now.
Excellent.
Telling you now, it's good. It's actually, I went, there's 18 tracks on the Grady Core sample that I got sent.
How many?
18.
Right.
And I had to pick 6, and I had a shortlist of 9 just running
through
it once.
Then.
You know, it's really good. Really good. So, Tony, before we get to your lady place, I just want to mention.
Ooh.
I just want to mention a couple of gigs that are on this, well, this, throughout this summer. There's it's 2. Punk Weekenders.
Okay.
Right, one's at the Town Mill in Mansfield, which
nice.
Is local to the Punky Bunker, Sherwood Forest.
Mm-hmm.
June the 9th and 10th, Town Mill, Mansfield. It's 2 days. It's called Sounds from the Streets.
Yep.
Saturday night, well, Saturday all day, I think, but the Vibrators, the Lurkers, Resistance 77 and more. Sunday, Splodgeness Abounds, 2 pints long and a pack of crisps. Please! Ed Temple, as interviewed on our old show. I think we played one of his tracks on here, didn't we, as well?
Yeah,
I think so.
No.
There's Ed Temple of Temple Tudor fame, and of course Crystal Maze, and all the other brilliant acting things he's been in. I have to say that, otherwise he gets angry. And the Hyenas and more. Now, the tickets are £10 a day or £15 for the whole weekend. MySpace.com/townmill to find out more.
Well worth it.
That's the first one.
I hope we're going to be there for it.
I already know I won't be. Because
right.
It's when.
Is it your.
It's
week,
when me
your monthly?
I'm on a monthly, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's the Hunt for Red October that weekend. Oh, Crimson Tide. Yeah. But I'm having a fucking period.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
I've got to see you penciled it in.
And September the 8th and 9th, Real Ale, Real Music, Real People Fest.
Real People?
Yeah, and
fuck
that's.
That.
Yeah, and that is the. I can't remember which hotel, which pub stroke hotel in Peterborough. It's myspace.com/ Peterborough Punk Club. Now, this is a right result. It's Punk Saturday, Scar Sunday. Saturday features, well, just the bands on include D-Mob, who've been in touch with us, by the way, and I never got back to them, naughty me, The Ruts, okay. Riot Squad, Drongos Fiora, Black Mariahs, also Rebelation, 3 Minute Warning, 40th birthday. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a great weekend, and check this out, £5 for the whole weekend.
Really? Jesus.
In advance, £7 on the door. So if you're in the Peterborough area, this is a right fucking result, basically.
Yeah.
And I think it's all for charity.
Charity?
All for charity, I think, yeah.
I think the Black Mariahs won the other one as well, by the way.
The Black Mariahs are playing both. That's
yeah.
why I didn't mention them at the other one, Tony.
Oh, sorry.
I was trying to make them as different as possible, but Yes, the Black Mariahs will be playing both, so if you'd like to see them at both the start and end of summer, pretty much the same weekends, in fact, this being the 8th and 9th of September, which means, of course, I won't be there because I'm having a fucking period. But do you go. /Town Mill or /Peterborough Punk Club, MySpace, of course. So, yeah, try and get down to those.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised if you go to the Peterborough one as well as it goes down.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think they might invite you.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh,
probably
yeah.
Go there.
Yeah.
If you book me, I will come. Even though I do tend to be frightened of real people.
If you toss me off, I will come. Eventually. Most of you girls aren't any good at it, I know, but if I toss myself off, done and dusted in a few seconds.
Welcome to your life.
I am an expert. Sorry. Tone, have you got a twat?
Yes.
Right.
I have. If you have a twat to nominate, please email me. Tony@punkyradio.com with a twat's name, where they're from, and the reasons for the nomination.
You're getting weirder and weirder at saying that.
I think it's because of one of the things I commonly say all the time. And I keep trying different ways. You try different things. You try some win, some are bad. I don't know.
At least when you say it's silly, people understand what you're saying.
Exactly. That's what I thought.
Go on, Waffle.
So right then. This week's is from Sex in the Can.
Is it really?
It is, yeah.
Hasn't he been featured before?
He has been featured before. But
right.
But if they email me,
Tony,
I will read them out.
We need some new twat, don't we?
We need some new twat. Some fresh twat.
We need some fresh twat.
Yes.
Surely you know an idiot in the world out there in podcast land.
You
make
must,
sure
anyone you know
you
or...
Email tony@punkyradio.com. Tightening your email is a twat. Sorry, Tone, off you go.
Okay. Hello, Punky Radio.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right.
I'm shit, but not really the bad shit, the kind of shit that you feel good after leaving.
Oh, right, yeah, I've had a few of those.
Yeah. Exhausting. Some kids at school stole my shit again. There's a lot of shit.
Why do people keep stealing poo?
I don't know.
Maybe they're going to make a shirt out of it for someone in South Africa.
But this time I tracked them down and got all my shit back.
Well,
why would you want your shit back when someone stole your shit?
I know, if someone's had your shit, it saves you flushing it yourself.
Exactly. I got my shit back. First my phone, then my iPod. Kind of drifted from kid to kid till I got it back. Now here's the catch. My friend who didn't do anything has to go to court because the people who really did it said he did it to take him down with them.
Oh,
I'm going to go
bad.
Defend him, of course.
Of course.
And the guy who stole it only got suspended for a week.
Bastard.
Then he's probably going to come back and try and fight me. I'm not worried. I'm a second degree black belt. I've got 7 years of martial arts under my belt.
Yeah.
But this little smacktard is a gang member, so I'm only worried about getting jumped.
Oh, no. It's going to be like... The
Karate Kid.
He's going to take them all out on one foot. And then he's going to go and paint the house.
Man who catch fly with chopsticks. Accomplish anything. Sorry, carry on. Anyway.
Tony's bubble.
Scary enough, that's the second time I've said that this week.
Oh, for
about
goodness
the fly and the chopsticks. But then again, I was catching flies with chopsticks.
But yeah.
This little smack tide is a gang member. Blow up. Yeah.
Did you find you could accomplish anything once you'd done it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I flew.
Wow.
Thank you very much. Anyway.
Did someone catch you in chopsticks?
Yeah. And they could accomplish anything.
Wow. Man who catch Tony in chopsticks have big hands. Accomplish big smack.
Never. I would like to nominate Henry Olden and his sister who hid the stuff for him. His twats. So, ready?
Oh, hang on.
So, Henry Olden and his sister... Is a twat.
Yeah, from where from?
Oh, sorry, from Oakland, Tennessee.
Do it again.
All right, then. So Henry Olden and his sister from Oakland, Tennessee
is a twat. Fair enough. Absolutely fair enough.
I got ahead of myself then. I got all excited.
You got all excited about the fact there was a girl involved. Right, Tone.
Yes.
Next track.
Okay.
World War IX.
Oh, not again.
I like to think we've got a little bit of a wait for it. I didn't really enjoy the first two.
No.
Do you think we'll need to have seen the first eight to appreciate the plot of World War IX? You don't think it's like Cum Shots Deluxe then?
No.
No, okay.
Cum Shots Deluxe?
Yeah. I told you about it. Did I say that last week? About that?
You said it before. I can't remember when you
said it. I've said it before. Yeah, it's a very funny Australian comic called Jim Jefferies who does that routine about Cum Shots Deluxe 2, whether he'd need to see Cum Shot Deluxe to follow the plot. Anyway... World War IX. This is another Grady Core special. Now, interestingly, Grady Core Records, I thought it was all they'd be all from the same area of the world. But they're not, in fact. The Ray Grady's are from Philadelphia. Bad Reaction, who we just played, are from Los Angeles. World War 9 are from New York City. So it's throughout the States so far. What I want to know is, Tony... Oh, now, I will give you a clue here. World War 9 is actually spelt World War IX, as in the Roman numeral 9.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/WorldWarIX.
It is, Tony. It's Tony 3, poorly being internet nil.
I knew reading asterisks would help pay off.
This is just like... This is a whitewash. This is like you're thrashing me after the first leg. What will happen in the second leg? Who knows?
Tune in to find out.
Intervention! When I got home, I thought you'd throw me a party. All of my friends were there, even my old drink party. But then I saw there were no smiles to be found. Just solemn looks, everybody staring at the ground. So, what the fuck? Nobody's holding boots. Good God, I know what this is. I got intervention blues. So what if I piss on your plants? Who cares if I fuck your mom? It was all in good fun. Intervention when you least expect it. Intervention when it says I need it. Intervention when you least expect it. Intervention who says I need it. Intervention when you least expect it. Intervention who says I need it. Intervention when you least expect it. Intervention who says I need it. I didn't really think that it had to come to this. Was I out of control? Was it something that I missed? Everybody likes to relax and have a good time. Is it a problem for me if it takes some wine? I don't think so. What if I can't hold a job? Who cares if I lost my looks? I'm getting to the point. Intervention when you least expect it. Intervention when the sales are needed. Intervention when you least expect it. Intervention who says I need it. Intervention when you least expect it. Intervention who says I need it. Intervention when you least expect it. Intervention who says I need it. Need it. I don't need it. Anyone? See, I can stop it. See, I can stop anytime I want to. I'm in control. I'm in control of my private life. It's not for you. Tell me it's you. You tell me to stop your shit. Well, fine. Well, fine. Then I'll stop. Let me get one more hit. I'll stop tomorrow. One more hit. Tomorrow. One more hit. One more hit. One more hit. Well, that is just Grady Core all over the place.
Yeah.
First half of the show, all from the States. I wonder what will happen in the second half, Tony.
Second leg.
I wonder what will happen in the second leg. You never know. Everything appears to be in the bag in the first leg, and then in the second leg, everything gets turned around. I can't work it out sometimes, Tony. I really can't. Have you been in touch with them, our friends at GoDaddy.com yet, by the way?
No, not yet.
Haven't you? Well, let me tell you about them.
Okay.
They're a web service provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting.
Easy.
So all you would-be Tonys out there wearing a poo shirt might just be able to have a go at it yourselves. After all, everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in your code PUNKY1 into the space provided, you get an additional 10% off. Particularly good if you're in the UK as well. There is now a PUNKY2 code, which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25. It's a no-brainer because of...
that exchange rate, baby!
Exactly, Tony. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Might be the best I've done it yet. Might be the best I've done it yet. Yes. That's about it, really.
Okay.
There was something else I was going to say, then, but the second leg, I've got a feeling, will completely change.
All right. Is it going to be a draw on the poorly be quiz?
I don't know, Tony, because the thing about the second leg is it goes to extra time and penalties, of course.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I caught the last 10 minutes of the FA Cup game.
We'll talk about that in a bit, shall we?
All right.
I thought I might just play another song now.
Okay.
Yeah, do you want to just mention anything?
It's our closing down sale for the T-shirt
shop. It is. Yeah, it's not long now.
cafepress.com/punkyradio. We're closing the store down as of May 31st. So get your orders in as soon as possible. Quickest way, go to punkyradio.com and hit the store link. There were 2 thongs on there and about 5 T-shirts with 4 different types of designs. So get them while they're hot and all that. Yes.
You are no market trader, are you? Get them while they're hot. Beg pardon?
Enthusiasm.
Hey, it's like that guy who came around your house today saying your house
bastard.
Is shit.
Yeah, thanks for that. Trying to sell me fascias. Why don't you like fascias?
Stop me some fascias. No.
I don't really like fascias. What? It's got better than we've got now, though, isn't it? You cheeky cunt.
Oh, you beg your language.
He was there. To be fair to him.
Yeah, I mean,
he really was.
Fair enough,
and that was the first words I said when I shut the door on him.
He just came out. He just went, I've just been looking at your house and it's rubbish. Give me some money.
Do you want to coat it in plastic for you?
No.
On your way, you cheeky scamp.
Off my doorstep, Pikey.
I hit him with a broom.
You didn't
chase
hit him
with down
the
street. No, I didn't.
You hit him with your venomous tongue.
I did.
You gave him a tongue. You tongue lashed him into a submission.
Well, that's another story.
Yeah. Here's the next track, then.
All right.
That was No Idea with Another Day. They're on this Grady Core record sample we've got here, Tone. And they're from Australia.
Cool.
You never know what's going to happen in the second leg, do you?
No.
You know, it's American in the first leg. It's 3-0 at the time. Second leg, things get interesting.
Right.
You know, and they really do as well. What I want to know is, Tony, what is No Idea's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/No Idea Band.
MySpace.com.
Was that Snigger then?
Yeah. MySpace.com/noideapunks. It's Tony 3, Poorly Being Internet 1. The fight back begins.
The Sniggerer.
The fight back begins. But see,
Batman's worst enemy.
There was a little Snigger. I was really chuffed. Because when I was writing this down, I thought, he'll get the first three. Yeah. Let me see if I can turn this round. Because as you know, I'll talk about that in a bit.
Okay.
Right, but I'm not happy about the second leg of something that happened the other night.
Okay.
Really quite unhappy about it. I'm also quite unhappy about the gigs I've just done, Tom.
Oh, you?
In Manchester, yeah.
All right,
you know, I said I was dreading it, didn't I?
Yeah, she did.
Friday night was all right. I was at the Frog and Bucket in Manchester, and it's a good club, don't get me wrong. It's a good club, it's well attended and all that, but I just don't... I always seem to have a problem when I'm there.
Right.
And on Friday night, the problem was... a stag do from Sunderland that decided they were going to shout all the way through my act. Now, the thing is, the rest of the crowd couldn't really hear them, but I could.
Right.
The rest of the crowd could hear me, but I could hear them. They were stage right. And they reached a point where they pissed me off so much where I had to adapt a little joke for them.
Right.
To put them down. I said, listen, Mackhams. Like, you know, people from Sunderland are called Mackhams.
Okay.
Right. I said, listen, Mackhams, do you know how Sunderland was invented? And it all went quiet. And one went, no. And I said, a Geordie fucked a pig and threw it over the Tyne. Round of applause from the rest of the ring, but upset a stag do, you don't have to be doing that. Thought I was going to get the shit beaten out of me when I walked out, but I managed to escape. And then on the Saturday night, I got there, and we get old Paul, Saturday would be much better, Saturday's great. Got there, Saturday was great, absolutely sold out gig. I've got a mate watching me upstairs on the balcony, never seen me before, thinking, can I want to impress him? Right, here it goes. Right, get on. First act, Tom Stade, brilliant, does really well. The MC, they're loving. Mm-hmm. I walk on, kick off, and my guitar doesn't work. I've got a radio mic thing on the guitar thing.
All right.
That the sound man's all proud of and has forgotten to switch on. Because it's on my back, and I don't know where the switch is, I stand there floundering for 30 seconds going, might need it a bit louder than this. Because there's no noise coming out of it. And then he comes on the mic, the sound, and goes, switch on the back, Paul, just like God spoken. and everyone in the room is just, who the fuck said that, you know? And I can't sound like, I can't see the switch. And he has to come down and switch me on and go back up to his little box. And then, so he's off to a bad start. You don't have long to impress people, and it just looks amateurish. So anyway, I spend the rest of the gig fighting to get back the respect of the crowd that just think I'm an idiot. And some woman on the balcony sat next to where I'd been sitting, start shouting out, but does it when, like, while I'm chatting between songs, nothing. But then every time I start up a song, this fucking bint on the balcony starts shouting, boo, rubbish, get off, right? And the thing is, I can't interrupt a song to deal with her. I've got to finish the thing.
Yeah.
And because I'm not responding to her, she keeps going. So each song is punctuated with this boo, rubbish, get off remix. But again, only really I can hear her, because everyone else can hear me through the PA.
Yeah.
But I haven't got foldback, I haven't got monitors, so don't like to hear what's going on. I can hear her. So at the end of each song, I'm pointing up to the balcony saying, what's your problem? Nothing at all. Doesn't want to take me on when I can answer back. Just cowardly and stupid. So anyway, I think I've dealt with the start of the next song, up she pipes again, rubbish, get off, boo. Right. I get my aim back at the end when I do, there's a bit in my act, towards the end of my act, when I say, this next song is the my last one, but it was the first one I ever did. It's about a girl many years ago, finished with me because she had a small penis. That wasn't true, she had a fucking massive giant fanny.
Right.
And then I pointed up to the balcony and said, and she's on the balcony. Massive round of applause, big cheer, finished the song, she's still booing. Everyone else clapping when I walk off. It goes down quite well, really.
Yeah.
But all I can remember is the dissenting voice, not the ones laughing. You know how it goes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, walk off stage, go up to the dressing room where the sound man apologises profusely for fucking me. I went, don't worry about it, Cole, you're right, you're a good man, you know? Pack my stuff up, and then go and sit back on the balcony where I was sitting before, because this table didn't realise I was sat behind them the whole time, thinking they'll probably approach me or something and say either, I think you're shit, you're out of order, you're a fucking wanker, or... another one of her group, because there's about eight of them,
is
going to walk up and say, sorry about that. You know, she's pissed and everything. I go, oh, don't worry about it. These things happen. Nothing. Didn't even dare open their mouths.
Really?
One of them looked round at me, saw me, kind of ducked down, and then whispers amongst the rest of them, shit, he's behind us. And I thought, yeah, you fucking cunts. So I just stared at them.
Nice.
For quite a bit.
You should have played them a tune.
Well, the thing is, what was nice was, while I'm staring at them, giving them evils,
you're right,
giving them a padding fucking bear stare, this other girl walks up to me and goes, that was brilliant. My friend's from Australia. Have you got a CD? Can we have it? And I said, yeah, and the Australian song's on it. She went, oh, could I have one? And quite loudly in front of these people. And then she said to me, and then the Australian girl comes over, goes, fucking hell, mate, what was that fucking bitch doing, a fucking twat? I'm going, yes, that's what I thought as well, rather loudly. Then sort of gave him a CD, didn't charge him tone.
Really?
Gave him a CD, yeah. And then hot-footed out of there, and spent the next hour driving around Manchester trying to find somewhere to eat where I could park. Mm. Ended up in the Trafford Centre, which I have to say is a very impressive building.
Is it really?
Yeah. Excellent. But sadly, by the time I got there, it was shut.
Oh.
So then I drove to Eccles, found an Indian restaurant,
really?
Which I'd like to recommend you, Tony. Yeah, I believe it's called the Balti Brasserie.
Nice.
It's on the outskirts of Eccles, on the way to somewhere else, basically.
Right.
I have no more information than that. I was just driving about.
Right.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful. It's one of these modern Indian restaurants that's like, you wouldn't have afforded it, Tony. or you could afford it, but you wouldn't have paid the money. It wasn't budget, shall we say.
Okay.
It was one of these brasserie type affairs.
Are you insisting I'm tight?
Yes.
How rude.
How true.
Fair enough.
Tony, you'd have looked at the price and you'd gone, get a takeaway down the road.
Yeah.
I know what you like. What was the thing you said about the Indian restaurant in Kirkby?
It's cheap.
Yes, not it's good.
It is good.
Yeah, but what was the first thing you said?
It's cheap.
Exactly.
And it's good.
I rest my case.
I think I said cheap but good.
I rest my case. No, I think you actually said, it's good because it's cheap.
Right. It's permanently half price. They've got it written on the window.
See, look, you're digging yourself...
It's not like it's a sale. It just says half price. All the time.
You're digging yourself a tight little hole here. Because you go, are you saying I'm tight? Yeah. And here's the proof that I'm not. It's great. It's always half price.
But it's in Kirkby. Of course it's half price. Anyway. I'm not tight. I'm
do you
just skint.
Have a quick
difference.
Chat about... No, sorry, Tony, you're tight.
Okay.
When you add money, you're tight. You're tight, Tony.
Alright.
It's good. It means you look after the pennies.
Okay.
I am loose. I do not look after the pennies. Who's the fool here? I am. You know.
Okay.
It's you that's gonna take it with him. Put it that way.
Is it really?
It's you that's gonna have the gold coffin.
I fucking doubt it.
I'll be buried in a banana box.
Yeah.
In fact I probably won't. They won't
see me with a banana box then.
They won't be able to afford the funeral.
Right.
They'll just set fire to me in someone's back garden.
Okay.
They'll pay someone £30 to set fire to me. They might not even wait till I'm dead. They might just say, fuck it, we don't want the death taxes. Let's have a murder on our hands. Maybe we can go for compensation or insurance or something. Mm. Not that I'm leaving any progeny to anything about it anyway. I'm going to die alone. So anyway. went off on one there, didn't I?
A little bit. Quite anyway. Scared. Let's move on.
I think we ought to play the next song.
Okay.
I think we ought to. Right. At speed, in fact. That was the Cemetery Service,
maybe.
By the way. I don't think I mentioned Mustang Lightning either. All right, track 5, Freddy Skate. Right, Freddy Skate. FREDYSK8, number 8, because they probably couldn't get Freddy Skate. Right, so Freddy Skate. Okay. Interestingly, Tony.
Tech speak, eh?
From Italy. Huh? Italian tech speak.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Freddy Skate.
Yeah, what sort of skate?
SK8.
No! Ha ha! It's Freddy Skate, normal skate. Ha ha ha! Gotcha!
Oh, how tricky.
Gotcha, yeah. The band are called Freddy
Skate.
So happy. 8,
you're actually bouncing up and down.
Yeah, the band
are called. And banging your leg!
The band are called Freddy Skate
like
8.
This.
But the MySpace page is actually Freddy Skate, as in skate. But the reason that it is because it's wrong on the Grady Core Sampler record thing. That says the MySpace is Freddy Skate with the same with the 8 on, but it's not.
Right.
It's just Freddy Skate. Mm. Excuse me. So that means it's Tony 3, Paulie B, and the Internet 2. These second legs are amazing, aren't they? Right. What track is it though? It's track 12. This is called Nausea.
Efímera, la enchuaque conmigo, muy 100%.
I think that's very good, that.
I think that's the best one yet.
It's under a minute long.
I like that.
54 seconds long, that. Nausea. It's a great track. Well done, Freddy Skate, you crazy Italian punks.
Excellent.
And obviously, all the tracks are available on this Grady Core Records compilation, Volume 2. Now, the thing is, I don't know if it's available for purchase.
All right, is it just a sampler?
Well, it's a sampler, but the thing is, it might be on sale. I hope it is, because it's really, really good. Make sure that you check out the Grady Core Records page, which we'll give you at the end of the show, on MySpace, to find out. And do buy it if you can. It's really good. This is the Dead 60s, of course, who are fantastic.
Yes.
And I don't know why I pressed that button, Tone.
Nope.
No idea. No, I... Crikey. So, Tone...
too much time together.
Tony Blair...
Yep.
What do you think his legacy is going to be? What do you think he'll be remembered for?
The war.
Do you?
First thing that entered my head when you thought of it, but then again, that's because it was recent.
Yeah, see, you've got to look back. He's been there for 10 years.
Things can only get better. That horrible Do You Eam song.
Yeah, that was a bit embarrassing.
That was horrible.
You see, I think history might actually look rather kindly on Tony Blair. Because don't forget, Tony Blair reinvented the Labour Party to become New Labour, that replaced 18 years of Tory rule.
It was a good couple of years.
It was a bit. He did modernise the Labour Party.
Yeah.
Regardless of how he did in the latter years in power, I think in the same way that Margaret Thatcher is being increasingly fondly remembered by historians, because she shook up what had been left by the 70s, basically the Labour government of the 70s, and how the economy in the 70s was fucked, and Margaret Thatcher came in, and even though I don't agree with half the things she did, you can't argue with the fact that she changed modern Britain.
She did the right to buy thing, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
The biggest
thing I really remember that she did good.
But I think has backfired, because it means now that there's so much pressure on housing now, because there's so little council housing.
Yeah.
Because she said to everyone, buy your council house. And now there aren't any council houses, so what we have to do? Build a load of fucking houses. It's tough, you know. She also single-handedly attempted to destroy society, saying there's no such thing as society, at the same time that Ronald Reagan was saying government is the enemy. Well, I don't think government can be the enemy. I think government has to be your friend. I think you have to be able to... Look, what I'm saying is basically, right, if you look at the last 10 years, as a homeowner, you'll know this.
Yeah.
That house prices in this country have increased slowly and consistently.
Yeah.
And people have got more money in their pocket now than they had 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And are less worried about interest rates than they were 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I think he will be remembered for that. And obviously his Chancellor, Gordon Brown, obviously has a massive say in that.
Yeah. And he's done some good budgets. There's not many budgets that I remember thinking that was a really good one. Because usually you get stung for, like, you know, beer, food.
Well, I get done for beer fags and petrol
tax.
Every year.
Yeah.
Beer fags and petrol every year. I can't do anything about that.
There's been a few weeks, like, yeah.
Yeah, you
I've
go,
agreed,
actually,
agreed
that's
foot.
Kind
that
of
fair,
okay.
Yeah,
that's, I mean, that's the thing. I think you look back at... Can you think of any government in history where you've looked back at the entire administration and gone... Actually, domestically, I agree with pretty much everything they've done. Mm. And I think you can say that about them. I also think that it was the last thing he did, his last speech or whatever, but Tony Blair did more to pacify Ireland and has done the one...
Oh, yeah, that was him as well, wasn't it?
He's done the one thing that from Gladstone in the 19th century onwards... Successive British Prime Ministers have tried to sort out Ireland, and there has been less trouble in Ireland in the last 10 years than in the previous 150.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So the fact that both the UDA and the IRA have decommissioned their arms under a Labour government, and for all of Bill Clinton's meddling and fucking NORAID and the fucking septics getting involved. I'm going to get angry now. The fucking septics getting involved.
Hold on tight.
Just because they want the Irish vote in Boston and New York and Chicago when they should be minding their own fucking business as far as we're concerned, because it's the same as meddling in other countries, the United States. So the next time you go on about people meddling, remember you've done nothing but meddle in Northern Ireland for the last fucking 30 years. Since the Kennedys, 40 years. And finally, there's still the outside possibility that Tony Blair will be remembered for the mistake of going into Iraq, but he's thought of very fondly in the States for keeping George Bush under control. So you go, even then, you go, you have to say Blair's done all right, I reckon.
Yeah.
I think he'll be remembered
for
admitting to having a spliff at university and playing guitar in a band.
Playing guitar.
Fair enough. You know, nothing wrong with playing guitar.
Cool Britannia thing.
And that Gordon Brown will be remembered for, I think, being very boring.
Yeah.
And supporting Raith Rovers. Speaking of football, Tony, just very briefly, I would like to, if you don't mind, talk about the disaster that occurred on Friday night when Nottingham Forest, leading 2-0 after the first leg of
to
the
Yeovil.
League One playoff final against lowly Yeovil, who but 4 years ago were in the conference, managed to lose 5-2 at home.
5-2?
5-2 we lost.
I didn't know that.
We're out. We're in League One for another season. Mighty Nottingham Forest, who not so long ago won the European Cup, will be playing mighty Leeds United, who not so long ago won the league and won the FA Cup double in the 70s. An amazing team in the late 60s, early 70s. Then they had all that glory again a few years ago, and now they're going to be playing us in League One. I just can't believe it. It's Yeovil v Blackpool. If you want it, basically the FA Cup that you said you saw the last 10 minutes of.
Yeah.
I watched the whole match. First FA Cup final at Wembley. Everyone making a massive thing of it. Mm-hmm. Like so many other FA Cup finals. Boring as piss.
Yeah.
Really was. Boring as piss. And fantastic stadium. Apparently the pitch is really slow, which didn't help the game. And, well, no, because the pitch just utterly slowed the game down. And it just made it a midfield ceasefire and a 1-0 win. And you just think, Friday night, 5-2 at the City Ground. I know the wrong team won. I don't say the wrong team won, but...
Well, at least there was some action.
There was action. The playoffs have all been brilliant, actually. Yeah. They've all been loads of goals in them.
But I was in Witherspoon's just off Oxford Street, and I didn't see... I couldn't really see the score or the time, but we just went to leave, and it was like 2 minutes from the end. And I didn't realise it was extra time. It was 0-0. It was 1-0 at that point. They'd just scored. Jesus.
It was just a sideshow that takes away from the bread and butter of the real competition in League One, where Forest are going to be for another season. Good old fashioned League Division 3.
Oh well. I didn't realise it was 5-2.
Hasn't this been a serious bit of the show? I got all political on you again, Tone. Have you been but then everything was alright. Because last night.
Yeah.
While I was sat by myself all day watching random channels when I worked out how to turn the fucking TV on.
Thanks.
Right? I watched The Goodies.
Really?
2 episodes of The Goodies, and I thought, do you know what?
What channel's that?
This is late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
It probably won't be funny anymore. It's probably of its time.
Right.
It was brilliant. I was laughing all the way through it. Timeless, British... classic comedy.
Yeah, I think I watched it as a kid, but I've not since, so yeah.
I haven't watched it 15 years. I've never bothered any repeats. They haven't shown it, and it just shows.
Was it on BBC?
And that was in the day when our licence fee was worth something. Because The Goodies, fucking hell, man, they really did spend the budget on props. They'd have elaborate props for a 5-second bit, you know. They were just going for it. That was quality entertainment. Mm-hmm. Whereas now... And you know, I went through all that about saying about the fucking licence fee, saying it's justified. Mm-hmm. I've changed my mind.
Okay.
Because of Flog It.
Yes.
No.
Under the Hammer.
No.
No.
Escape to the Country. It wasn't Flog It. It was Escape to the Country, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Escape to the Country. If you've ever seen this show, never watch it again. Now, I've justified the licence fee as best I can to people who actually don't want to pay it. And I'm starting to see why now. Because I watched Escape to the Country for an hour. And I was watching it, and not only do I want that hour back, BBC, but also...
I want a refund.
I want a refund on that hour. I want 60 minutes extra on next year's licence fee. Not only that, but it was like, who are they making this television for? They take a couple of posh townie posers out to Devon to look at 600 grand houses in 2 acres of fucking land that they can't even agree on whether they like or not. And it turns out at the end of the programme, they don't even really want to fucking move. So I've just sat watching these people not move for an hour. And then at the end, try and dress it up with their positive spin. Oh, at least we know we'll be happy where we are. Well, I'm not happy where I am, wasting my fucking time watching you posh cunts make no fucking decision.
Now.
Jesus. Anyway, strangely enough, some song six is by a band called The Revolt. Come on, rise against the BBC. Where are The Revolt from, though, Tony? Let's just have a look here.
I don't know.
The Revolt are from Texas.
Oh, right, okay.
Whereas, of course, Freddie Skate were, of course, from?
Australia, weren't they?
Home base.
Oh, right. Nice. Is Texas still out?
I don't know. It is Texas home care, isn't it?
Oh, right, yeah.
Doesn't matter. Right, so anyway, no, and by the way, Freddie Skate from Italy, keep up. So, The Revolt, track six on this Grady Core Records special.
Yes.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com, yeah. MySpace.com/The Revolt Band.
No! MySpace.com/The Revolt. Yes! I knew I'd draw level.
Oh,
it's 3-all and it's going to go into extra time.
Oh, no.
This is fantastic because we haven't done the Grady Core Records thing yet. This is absolutely...
Is that why you planned it?
Yeah, of course it was. It's just like Forrest Yeovil.
Of course it was. I'm so happy.
I'm entirely childish. It's 3-all going into the last record. This is brilliant. Tony.
Yeah.
Toby Keith is a fucker. So, Tone, but
yes.
That was, by the way, that was called Toby Keith is a Fucker. And before we go any further, what I want to know is, Tony, right, is, now, obviously, right, Grady Core Records MySpace page is myspace.com/GradyCoreRecords.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd like to get in touch with them, what's the email address?
info@GradyCoreRecords.com.
No, GradyCoreRecords@gmail.com. It's Paulie B in the internet Tony 3 in extra time.
I've been stitched up.
Like a
stitched
kipper.
Up.
Like a kipper. To think you were winning 3-0 at half time.
I think, yeah.
You must be like being Nottingham fucking Forest.
5-2.
Exactly. Is it really?
That's... It is. Yeah.
Right, what's this gig you want to talk about on Friday?
Okay, this Friday at the Town Mill, there's a... Lean on that cable.
There is not,
a
though.
Oh, there's a punk night type thing on. Well, it's a charity do, turning our courses, Resistance 77, Flying Blind on a Rocket Cycle, the Essex
Abiotic
Pistols.
Yeah.
Abiotic's last ever gig apparently, even though I thought they'd already split up.
Yeah.
Basically, it's an Ellis special.
It's an Ellis special.
I think he's going to play in every single
every band
that
yeah.
night.
Oh, that's just making a lot more sense now, the lineup.
Yeah,
they're
four
all
or five
Ellis bands, aren't they?
All Ellis bands.
It's an interesting and varied mix of music this Friday. It'll be a really good show. Yeah. And isn't it for charity?
It's charity, £5 in advance, £6 on the door.
Go, if you can.
Just go.
Go. Yeah,
go. I think I will be there.
This weekend, I haven't a chance to mention this, I'm doing Bristol Jonglers Thursday night, I'm doing Bristol Jesters Friday night, and I'm doing the Welsh Motorbike Show on Saturday.
Nice.
I will have a story next week, I guarantee it. Please do vote for us at Podcast Daddy. I know we keep asking, it only takes a second. Only takes a second to score a goal, apparently. Fucking Yeovil. Please do vote for us. Visit myspace.com/punkyradio. Thank you very much to Hussy Skunk and Wicked Radio for continuing to play us out on their brilliant radio stations. Thanks to BT Podshow for looking after us.
Yeah.
Thanks to who else?
The Ray Grady's.
Thanks to the Ray Grady's and Grady Cool Records. Make sure you buy their sampler. We'll talk to you next week's show. We've got more albums to give away. Lucky us. Say goodbye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog! And I completely forgot the word of the week.
Oh, what was it?
Stripper tipper. We'll do it next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.